This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in and join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and the Skype username, should you wish to join us there, is lrn.fm. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is kind of the point here on Free Talk Live. So feel free to join us. We've got, of course, interesting stuff that we have brought to the table to discuss here tonight. And with you in studio, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
Chris is here from ThinkPenguin.com. He's got some news about a big fight between an internet service provider and a music publisher. An update on that. We can share that news with you coming up. Also, of course, your calls and thoughts. Plus, Mark, you wanted to talk about this bridge collapse. I've seen the story popping up on social media today. Where was it? Down the south?
Atlanta.
All right. So we'll talk more about that as well. Of course, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. But other big news coming out of WikiLeaks, where the Vault 7 leaks are continuing to come out. We talked a few weeks ago, I guess it was, 3 weeks ago now, when WikiLeaks released 1%, or less than, as they described, 1% of the information that they had to release. So they still have a bunch of documents and files that they have yet to release. They did publish hundreds more files today, according to the Daily Mail at dailymail.co.uk. That just a recap, in case you didn't hear the news previously, the WikiLeaks has gotten their hands on a bunch of CIA-related files and documents that have shown that the CIA has had the ability. Now, the tech companies are saying that this is old and that they don't have these abilities anymore, but that they have had the ability to crack into your Android, iOS devices, Windows, Mac. They even said Linux, which was hard to believe, that they've been using Samsung televisions as microphones, basically wiretap devices in people's homes. There was a lot of really kind of, for some people, shocking information that had come out of WikiLeaks, and it was just less than 1% of the information that WikiLeaks has yet to release. So now more information is out, hundreds more files, 676 source code files, which they claim are from the CIA, and they claim that showed the CIA went to great lengths to disguise its own hacking attacks and point the finger at Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. Now, this is something they touched on in the previous documents that were released. This is one of the things we'd mentioned when we were talking about it, was that they had these what they called fingerprints that the CIA would sort of leave at the scene of a digital intrusion or a digital crime, if you will, of a hacking that they conducted. They would leave the fingerprints, the digital fingerprints of Russia, for instance, to make something look like, make the hack, whatever it was, that whoever was hacked, make it look like it was the Russian government or some Russian actor that was doing it.
And that would certainly be something that, if you were an intelligence agency, you would want to be able to point to sort of the opposing intelligence agency in any given circumstance. So I wouldn't be surprised if any intelligence agency had the ability to make another intelligence agency look like they
the culprit.
Did something.
Yeah. And, of course, this all happens to coincide with all this talk about how Russia was supposedly involved in hacking into, like Hillary Clinton's emails server. For instance.
Yeah.
So was it really
if
Russia?
If it wasn't for the Russians, we'd have a Democrat for president, right?
Yeah. So WikiLeaks has published these files, hundreds of them that they say show this. The 676 files released today are part of WikiLeaks' Vault 7 tranche of files, and they claim to give an insight into the CIA's Marble software, which can forensically disguise viruses, trojans, and hacking attacks. WikiLeaks says the source code suggests Marvel has test examples in Chinese, Russian, Korean, Arabic, and Farsi. It says, quote, this would permit a forensic attribution double game, for example, by pretending that the spoken language of the malware creator was not American English, but Chinese, unquote. This could lead forensics investigators into wrongly concluding that CIA hacks were carried out by the Kremlin, the Chinese government, Iran, North Korea, or Arabic-speaking terror groups such as ISIS. Well, I think you can cross North Korea off the list. I mean, those people don't even have internet access for the most part, and I highly doubt that they have the technical skill within their government to conduct any of these things. But the other countries, I would say it's plausible that they have
government,
hackers.
The government of North Korea has internet access, and they've got trained hackers, so to speak.
Do you have any evidence of that? It doesn't, because the technological state of North Korea is dismal. I mean, it is pathetic.
They've got websites, though, and you're assuming
they have 27 websites.
They do, but yes,
and they're terrible.
This is about right.
They look like they were designed in 1999.
There is some truth to this.
It's a trick.
But that doesn't necessarily. Maybe. It doesn't necessarily mean that they've got no technology. They've got no televisions. They have this stuff.
They have televisions.
It's confined to an elite, and in their major capital, I believe. But they do have this stuff, and a lot of it's coming.
I'm not
from
saying
China.
They don't have it. I'm just saying I disbelieve that North Korea is some. You know, they have some sort of cadre of elite hackers on the government's
squad. It would
squad.
Seem like,
but it doesn't.
You could
doesn't
convince
take.
Some South Korean, right? Like, there's got to be a South Korean hacker. We'll all agree that
yes,
there's some South Korean
South
hackers.
Korean hackers.
Some
yes.
of them live at their parents' house and aren't very wealthy, right?
Yeah.
It would stand to reason that North Korea could convince one of the South Korean hackers to, hey, come here and life
and
will be
real
really awesome.
All right.
For
okay.
You.
Okay.
But
fine.
It also doesn't take that much to like. Train people to hack if you put money into it, and they don't have to put a lot of money into it. They have a lot of people, so you know they take their best and their brightest and they train them, and you know they don't necessarily do the kinds of things that would make them you know economically productive. They do mm-hmm. things that are not necessarily economically productive, like you know war kind of stuff that not necessarily stuff they're selling, but stuff that they're you know. So they're just it's just a location of resources issue.
Sure, no, I understand what you're saying, but you know when I think of North Korea and technology and internet, I think of the was it Vice or PBS? Anyway, I've seen a number of North Korean documentaries, and they bring a camera crew in to show one of their computer classes, allegedly.
Yeah.
And the people in this class, they're only allowed the news media crew is only allowed to talk to one person. And the one person is obviously the one person who has any kind of idea of what they're talking about. The rest of the people in the class were literally just taking their mouse, moving it around in a circle, and not actually doing anything. They yeah. were not actually using the computers so that were in front of them. So there's no... I mean,
lot of that's staged, though, so we don't necessarily know how much...
It was all staged. That's right, what I'm telling right, you. Right. They were pretending but like they had people that were taking a computer class who knew
exactly
nothing about
point,
computers.
Though. That doesn't necessarily mean they don't have people who are capable of those things. They're just not going to put them on camera because they don't want to be...
I get you. I understand what you're saying, but...
It's like why you don't necessarily, you know... take your nuke down the street because it's your only nuke.
They don't want to tip their hat. I see. Right. I see what you're saying there, but I just don't think there's much of a hat to tip in North Korea.
If it wasn't for the fact that it's not that difficult to train people to hack, I mean, it's not a resource-intensive thing.
That requires them to know how to use a mouse. Okay, and a keyboard.
Sure.
Like, you need to have some experience. I get what you're saying. Like, you could take somebody who knows a thing or two about computers and train them how to hack. But if someone has never used the internet before, you're probably going to have a bit of a learning curve before they can get to that point.
Sure, but there is a city with a population that does have an education. It's not all of North Korea that's impoverished. It's mostly outside of the that came up.
Pyongyang.
Yeah, so you're going to have within that population, you know, a lot of kids of the wealthy upper elite who are going to get the education where they're going to be, they're going to be able to pull from them to train at least some hacker.
But this upper elite in North Korea, I imagine, is a really, really small group
of
people.
Small group.
It is.
And their kids are, therefore, double or triple that number. So, you know, they have very few people from which to draw. I don't know. Yeah. It seemed like outside talent would be a place that I would look if I were. Because I think you could go to North Korea if you're from South Korea, if the North Korea wants to let you go, right?
Yeah, I would imagine they would treat you real well if you were their elite hacker. So, yeah, I mean, it's possible. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, I do want to let you know about my pillow. It's a great pillow that I've been using since, I would say it's been about a year since I got mine. And I love it. And Mark, you've got one as
well. Yeah, it's awesome.
Or as does your wife.
Yes. Yep.
Sure highly does. Recommend the MyPillow. You can actually try it out for 60 days. And if you don't like it, you can send it back and they'll give you your money back. You go to MyPillow.com and that is where you can get yours. But you got to use code FTL. Code FTL like Free Talk Live. And you'll get your MyPillow at half off. Or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you order. MyPillow.com. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it works very well at that. And also, it's washable. You can put it in your washer and the dryer. It is designed for that. MyPillow.com. Code FTL to get half off. Plus, it's a 10-year warranty on the MyPillow. We're talking technology and the WikiLeaks. Just kind of barely scratched the surface of the news that WikiLeaks is now, or they have now released hundreds of files that show more evidence that the CIA has the ability to sort of cover up its own hacking attacks with the digital fingerprints of other countries to make it look like it might have been the Russians or the Chinese that were conducting whatever the hacks were that they were doing. And that led us to the claim here is that it might have also been the North Koreans. But I was saying, I don't really think the North Koreans have an elite hacking squad. But, Chris, you disagreed. And we got Patrick on the line in Tennessee. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. North Korea is suspected of stealing $81 million from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York from the account of Pakistan. You can find it on Google. And you know what they do? That's how they prop up their regime, from what I've been reading. They get about $1 billion a year of stealing from rich people's bank accounts.
Really?
Wow, it's got to be tricky. Somebody would have somebody who's a better hacker than North Korea is would probably have figured out what the trick is and gone after these bank accounts too, right? It's not like any of these banks have.
Oh, what if they don't pass their hacking class? They'd probably get thrown in a concentration camp.
Yeah, that's a good point. That could motivate somebody.
He turned into hamburger and fed to Kim Jong Un's dog.
It's a thought.
I have a question about the MyPillow. Do they come in different kind of different firmness levels?
Yep, yes. They do. There's a preference there. So.
Different fill levels, I guess, would be the right terminology for that.
Okay, I was going to buy one.
There you go. Give it a shot.
Use coupon code FTL.
Coupon code FTL. Patrick, okay. Anything else you want to share?
No.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
We were worried there for a while. We thought the whole thing was going to go down the tubes. But I was worried. It just seemed like it was poor Ian was left home alone for too long. I'm watching a video on YouTube, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick. And this talks about the rich people of the world and how they financed Hitler and everything, all the Bushes and all these people with their skull and bones. They even had the skull and bones logo on Hitler's troops, their hats and stuff, some of them. And also they tried to have a fascist overthrow of this country, and I didn't even know about this, but they tried to have Schmedley Butler lead it, and
That's
he was
correct.
Going along with – hello?
That's correct.
Yeah, and he turned them in, though, and stopped it. But he said they could have gone after these elitists, but that they were worried the economy would go down the tubes. What do you guys think about that? And I guess Iceland had a solution. Go ahead.
Well, the idea that the economy would go down the tubes or that, you know, that in any way the government would be a threat to the elite is ridiculous. I mean, the government is the elite. They are working hand in hand with the elite to dominate over other people, to give mega corporations the ability to basically have unchecked virtually no competition, and protecting them from innovators. So I mean the idea that there was any chance that the whole system would have been upended by the government going after their buddies seems ridiculous.
I tried to post that on your guys' Facebook page. Everything is a rich man's trick. If people want to, I don't know if they're able to find it, but I tried to post it there. It's
okay.
About an hour and a half or so.
Thanks for the recommendation. I don't join in with this sort of lambasting the rich mentality that some people have.
I'm not saying that. Rich people were very concerned after the Tsar's family was murdered by the Bolsheviks.
Oh, Tsar, so Tsar in Russia? The Tsars. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised they videotaped it, you know what I mean? So I was just watching it until I passed it along.
All right. Thanks for the recommendation, Jeff. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Once again, that's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, the government is, you could argue that the people in the state are probably not as wealthy as the elites that he was referring to. You could argue that they are essentially tools of the elites, but that's, sort of getting into the behind-the-scenes structure of everything that's out there, right? Like, are there a group of men in a dark, smoky room controlling everything? Is it the Bilderbergers or the Rothschilds or whoever?
It's all them.
Yeah,
all them. And the rest. That's, when it comes to these areas of speculation, I'm not going to say you're wrong that these people that go to this Bilderberg meeting are attempting to control the world. I think that it's unlikely they're all on the same page. I have yet to get five people in a room that agree on something.
Yeah.
Let alone they've got 50 or 100 or 150. I have no idea how many of these people are going there. It's I don't know, but I can clearly point to the government's malfeasance every day using mainstream media. Sure. I don't need to dig a mole all the way down to find the root of all this or whatever, I don't have to. All that says to me when somebody's attempting to point out the Bilderbergers or whatever is that they don't yet understand the issue is the state. The issue is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, and that is what allows the elites, or the politicians, or the sociopaths, or whomever it is you want to point at, to control. That somehow humans in 2017 can't operate without coercion, a monopoly on coercion. You're going to have to use coercion. There's always violence, right? If somebody comes on your property, you don't want them on your property. Maybe they're setting fires or whatever. You're going to use violence to get them off. And organizations are probably going to spring up to provide you more efficient and less costly violence to protect your property. That's what the state claims to do.
Yep.
But they do it poorly, and they do it without responsibility.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the rabbit hole of trying to figure everything out, because it is a windy, twisty, turny mess.
Money rights laws.
We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who's the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's technology or something just as simple as a bridge collapsing, and terrifying, I'm sure, if you were on it. We'll talk about those things here tonight. You can take control. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Sorry. That won't save you big time. That will help us. I got it confused with Save It Purse. Save It Purse will save you big time on your purchases at Amazon. I just saved 20% on my most recent buy. And actually, I've got another one that I put in at 33% off, which is the maximum discount you can possibly request. It was something I didn't need in any amount of time. It was like, I'd like to have this at some point this year. So I put in at 33%, and it took like, I think, a week. Or something like that to actually get a bite, but it's got a bite, and it's supposedly being shipped to me. So saveitpurse.com is where you can go to save big time on your Amazon purchases. But if you don't have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, then you can't use saveitpurse.com. But you can still use shop.freetalklive.com.
I used it today.
Shop.freetalklive.com?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I had to. I'm buying a gi. And that is a the little outfit you wrestle around in martial arts.
Oh, okay.
The little white one.
Yeah.
You know? And I just took my first class for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I, well, it's actually in Swansea, but.
You needed it fast or something? Because you could still go to saveitpurse.com and get it
fast. Yeah, I kind of need it fast. I decided between the two. And yeah. I thought, $12 if I save it or whatever. I decided I wanted I was willing to spend the $12 to get it more quickly.
You know, you can go to saveitpurse.com and use Purse Instant and get it with Amazon Prime.
Oh yeah,
and 5% off.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, if you've got Bitcoin, there's really no reason to go to shop.freetalklive.com. If you don't have Bitcoin, then you should go to shop.freetalklive.com because it's your regular Amazon experience. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you do that. So there's your options for your shoppings if you want to help Free Talk Live. And both of those options do help Free Talk Live. The Save It Purse, we get a very small portion of a purchase, and shop.freetalklive.com, we get a decent chunk, like 8% of every sale. So
now that's only off Amazon, though, right?
Correct. Which is, that's what I'm talking about. If you go to say, right, yeah, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there are other stores linked there. That's
true. I use the link for Newegg, yeah.
Which is only like 1 or 2%.
It's technology. Newegg anyway.
Right. There's not as much of a margin with tech products, so they don't have as much to cut up.
Yeah, especially with Newegg because their whole thing is low prices.
Exactly.
And it's a very small markup, but a huge quantity.
And the same thing's true on Amazon. It's only 4% if you buy an electronic device through Amazon,
okay.
Through Free Talk Live, but
yeah,
everything else.
Newegg is usually cheaper than Amazon, actually, for certain electronics.
I think that's generally true.
Yeah.
Shop.freetalklive.com helps us out, and we appreciate it. So we were talking about WikiLeaks. There's really not much else to share from this story from the Daily Mail. They pretty much just go on to a quick recap of some of the other things that WikiLeaks has revealed about the CIA and their hacking. Hacking abilities, which we're likely going to learn a lot more about as the Vault 7 releases continue, because we're still in the initial phases of what is, a humongous cache of documents and files that WikiLeaks still has yet to release. So we'll continue to update you on that as time goes on. If you want to join us here, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also had a caller talking about the elites and, how they control things. And, I was saying you can go down this rabbit hole and learn about the skull and bones and these secret societies and, all kinds of the esoteric stuff that can scare the crap out of you.
You know, you don't even have to go down a rabbit hole to see how the system works. If you go and look at the bills and you find it, you see who's actually writing them, it's usually some special interest group. It's corporations, it's industries, and they're trying to keep out competition or somehow get money out of the people, extract taxes to funnel them into your pocket.
Some of it seems
their pockets. So
some of it seems at
not,
a glance
you
confusing.
Don't even do that.
Like for instance, I remember there was regulations of the cigarette industry within the last decade that the cigarette industry was pushing for. They were the ones who helped write the regulations.
They want to keep competition out.
They
want to keep new competitors out.
Right.
And they don't mind fighting amongst themselves to some degree. It's the small guys they want to keep out.
Right. All they have to do is hire a few more lawyers. I mean, they can hire a few more lawyers and, jump through whatever the compliance hoops are, but a little guy will never be able to afford the legal compliance costs.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So you can dig in as far and as deep into this stuff as you want, but it's if you do, it becomes a really disempowering thing because it's like, oh my God, these elites, they're controlling everything, and we're never going to be free because they're in control of everything, and they run the government, and, it's a very, depressing, disempowering viewpoint. But the reality is they don't control everything, right? Because we're here. We're talking about this on the radio. Now, of course, the really deep conspiracy theory is that Alex Jones and the conspiracy shows are actually part of the conspiracy and that they're all CIA controlled.
I don't believe that one either, right?
Okay, I'm just letting you know. Like, the rabbit hole just keeps going.
Well,
I say the fact is, we're here. We are able to talk about these things.
For 15 years.
And right, and we're on 160 radio stations coast to coast. So obviously, the elites, sure, they're rich, they're wealthy, they're in control of
a lot. You're not willing to talk about the elites, Ian. That's why they let
you... them right now.
who are they? Name them.
We already talked about some of them. I mean, we don't know them all, but you know, Bilderbergers and Rothschilds. I mean, you can throw names out there, but...
The politicians.
Those people, too, yeah. And you know, the fact is... We're able to talk about pretty much any topic that we want here on Free Talk Live. We've had all kinds of kooky topics on the air here over time. We've had lots of the conspiracy callers call in, and they can say whatever it is that they want to. We don't agree with them all, but you know, our viewpoint is very anti-establishment on this show. It's very anti-state. Pro-freedom, pro the individual. This is a message that, in theory, should be contrary to the supposed elite's control over things. But yet, you know, we're still on over 160 radio stations. And many of those stations are mega-corporation-owned radio stations, like iHeartMedia, formerly known as Clear Channel, Cumulus Media. Again, these are the top two radio companies in the
America.
United States.
Yeah.
So if indeed there is this massive conspiracy, how come it breaks down at the you know, the smaller levels? They could you know, throw the book at us. They could
do whatever they want,
chop us off, take us off the satellite that we're on. I mean, surely if they're that influential, why is it just because we don't, you know, we're that meaningless, you know, we're that small, we're that ineffective? I mean, we're not the biggest radio show in the world. There's no doubt about that. But 160 stations isn't something to sneeze at, is it?
That's one of the reasons I don't necessarily go for this overarching controlling group or theory or whatever. I can understand why people are you know, lured into the concept, but it just seems like there's as much evidence against it as there is for it.
You know, and there's another way of looking at this. It's that you don't put your money into the stuff that's going to make you less money. And they just don't care about this, you know, market, so to speak. So it may have nothing to do with whether or not they want you on there or not, because they just don't care. They have no, you know, they have no financial interest in pushing you off the air because you're not infecting their investments. And at the same time,
and we're not going to, you know, overthrow the state tomorrow or anything like that.
Yeah, and it just doesn't matter. But if you were to, say, start having an impact on, you know, one of their investments, you know, then they would care, and then they might actually do something.
I see what you're saying.
And I mean,
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, it's, and if you really
their investments
look,
seem to be politicians.
I mean, when you start looking at, like, what, you know, what the big guys invest in, they're not, they don't care about little industries. They care about the big industries that are actually going to make them the most money. They just, you know,
I think that's a really sensible position that you're taking, unlike a lot of the people who believe that the elites control everything. It's a media conspiracy,
no,
right?
Don't have to.
Yeah, right. If there was a media conspiracy, then why did they let us on the air? 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We'll talk about an interesting lawsuit coming up with the cable provider.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Mark.
Chris is here courtesy of Think Penguin at thinkpenguin.com. We were talking with, I guess it was Johnson, who was actually filling in for you last week when we were discussing some of these WikiLeaks-related issues, people being vulnerable online, and we were talking about solutions to privacy. Maybe it was Tuesday. Anyway, whenever it was Johnson was in, he was in on Tuesday and Friday. But we were talking about those things, and Johnson mentioned that you guys have a product over at thinkpenguin.com, this VPN router that can help people actually be more private online.
Yeah.
Even in this day and age where very soon internet service providers will be able to apparently sell your information that they can collect from you to the highest bidder without even informing you of it. One way to avoid that is by using a VPN service. But if you just have VPN software running on your personal computer, that doesn't protect every other computer in your house. It doesn't protect any other devices like, let's say, a PlayStation or, yeah, you know, whatever. But the router with a VPN would absolutely do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Any device that's streaming, any kind of device that you connect to it is going to go through the VPN transparently. So whether it's a streaming device or, you know, a gaming system or, you know,
voice over IP, yeah, whatever.
Voice over IP, yeah. Yep, it transparently routes it through a VPN provider in the Bahamas, and the great thing about that is they're one of the few countries that don't have any censorship, and they don't
really
have, English-speaking countries, I should say, they don't have any censorship, and they don't have any data retention laws, like or liability for that matter on ISPs.
Meaning so they don't force the company to hold any log files.
Right, exactly. So most of the VPN providers, this is one thing that drives me nuts. Most of the VPN providers provider say they don't log, but they are then in countries where clearly they're logging, because if they weren't logging, well, there's two things they might be able to do depending on the country. But like, for example, in the United States, because of the Cox decision that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, they basically have liability is what happens, and they have to disconnect users if
the internet service provider has a liability for what you do on their connection.
Exactly. Yep. If they don't disconnect upon basically receiving a DCMCA notice, they become liable. Is basically what the decision was in the Cox versus.
So if somebody sends your internet service provider in the United States, a copyright holder sends them a notice saying, we believe that Mark Edgington has been downloading Hollywood movies, or this specific movie, you know, Captain America, and, you know, you need to disconnect his service or you're going to be held legally liable for it.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to.
Wow.
So you basically, yeah, that's what the Cox versus BMG.
And you're saying in the Bahamas, they don't have that stuff.
BMG. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So there's no
civil law. Which is a surprise, because isn't the Bahamas a protectorate of the UK?
We brought this up before, and I looked into it actually after when somebody was questioning me on this. And no, the UK, at one time it was part of the Bahamas was like owned by the UK or something along those lines. It's not. It's an independent country for all intents and purposes at this point.
Yeah, basically the UK, for these protectorates or whatever, simply provides the military. That's all. Mm-hmm. They just say to them, you know, go about your business and we'll provide the military for you. And what that means is they signed a contract with the United States called NATO, and they don't live up to their end of it.
So they're not paying a tax to the UK?
I don't think so. There may be some money that goes that direction, but I can tell you Jamaica wants reparations. So, you know.
From the UK?
Yes. And, you know, I think it's probably better for a lot of these countries that they don't bother with some kind of military, because it's just, you know, their policing agencies basically function as their military. So, Chris, about this VPN router, I understand that if you get a VPN service, you get the software, your computer talks to their computer elsewhere, and, you know, my computer encrypts it and their computer decrypts it or whatever.
Yeah.
How does the VPN router work when there's nothing on the other end?
Well, there's still a VPN server.
Okay.
Yeah, and what happens is basically your traffic ends up getting mixed with other people's traffic, so you're basically sharing the same IP address. I mean, usually, technically, you don't have to, but you're, you know, if there's no logs and you're sharing the same IP address with other people, then what happens is if somebody were to try to identify you, they'd contact a VPN provider, and they would have nothing to provide them.
Right.
So
there is a VPN service on the other end of it.
Okay. Yeah, there is. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have to pay for that monthly?
In our case, we offer a 1 month subscription, a 6 month subscription, and a year subscription.
Okay.
And you can get the VPN provider without a VPN subscription, but then it doesn't come with a VPN service, but you can use it with other VPN providers, and we do have directions for that, but I don't really recommend that for less technical people, because it's like maybe 22 steps to follow, and
lots
very
of configuration
detailed stuff. Yeah. And if you mess up on even one of them, even though it's very detailed, and
I found that
for non-technical,
all you have to do is mess up one of them. Yeah,
yeah, it just takes one. So we can't really offer any kind of real support for that, because there's so many steps and it just doesn't work well. But with the VPN service purchase with it, it just works. You just plug in the Ethernet, you plug in the power.
It's so simple. This is the first time I've actually looked at the product here, and it's small. It's, you know, really surprisingly affordable, $39.99 for this thing?
That's without the VPN service.
Oh, without, right, but then you add that in.
You can add the VPN service.
But for the actual hardware.
The actual hardware is fairly cheap, yeah.
And it's Wi-Fi, so...
Yeah, it's wireless, so you just have to select the access point, and it transparently passes all your traffic over.
And it's also got a WAN port on it, LAN port, so you could hook up a switch and wire.
Yeah, so you can actually... There's one LAN port, so you can hook up a desktop computer if you wanted to, or whatever. We are actually going to offer a switch with it, so you can actually... You would be able to hook up additional, like, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 devices even.
Looks like a killer device, and you guys can go check it out over at thinkpenguin.com. And it says here, respects your freedom. What is the FSF? What's FSF?
The FSF is Free Software Foundation, and it's basically they certify stuff. And actually, this is really cool. So basically, you have total control over this device. You actually, if you actually get the source code with the device, so you can actually look through this. I mean,
if you know what you're doing,
if you know what you're doing, you can look through the source code, and the community has this, and you can actually, you can actually be reasonably confident that there's no backdoors in it. There's many backdoors have been discovered in many different types of devices from routers to...
One thing's for sure, your internet service provider isn't going to let you go audit their code.
No, definitely not. Yeah. And even before we had this, a lot of people would buy our other routers with this software called LibreCMC, and it's because they knew they had more control. They had full control over that device,
mm-hmm.
and their routers that they got from their router modems that they got from their ISPs, they don't have control over. They can view not only the traffic that you're sending over the internet, but they can also view your internal network traffic potentially.
Oh, wow.
And they do have remote control access to that because...
That's creepy.
I mean, this is not like a secret. It's pretty well known amongst the technical
people. That makes sense, yeah. If you're using your internet service provider's router, then they can see everything.
What you print to your... What you send to your printer, they could be recording and uploading to their... You know, whatever they want.
That is creepy, dude. I never even thought about that. But yeah, that makes sense.
Every time I talk to you, I hate my computer setup. You make me feel worse about myself, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know exactly what's, you know, we don't necessarily know everything that, you know, every rogue entity is doing. We do know different things that different entities are doing. Like, for example,
doesn't it seem obvious that your internet service provider could use the router that they gave you to access all your information? And like, maybe I should have thought about that for the last, I don't know, 15 years and I haven't.
Well, I mean, we know, like, for example, even after Verizon and AT&T and a bunch of these providers got caught spying on user cell phones, well, guess what they're recently, this is another article that would be great to talk about. The other day, they basically Verizon came out anyway, saying, we're gonna start installing spyware on your phone again, or something to that effect.
Again, when did they stop?
Well, I don't know if they did stop, but they basically...
I mean, the phone has so much bloatware, whenever, you know, anytime you get a phone from one of these cell phone providers.
It's really disturbing because they're talking about like logging like what websites you visit and what your phone, and they're not even just logging it for like I don't know how to say this. They're not merging it with other people's data, so you don't really it's not as privacy invasive. They're actually recording your phone number and for an identifying piece of information so that they can target you with advertising and who knows what else.
Gross.
Yeah. So.
All right, toll-free number if you want to join us here. We're talking tech. In fact, we're going to get into this story from torrentfreak.com that you suggested tonight, Chris, by Andy. I guess they don't give last names of their authors there. About last year, U.S.-based internet provider RCN sued music publisher BMG, asking the court to declare that it's not liable for copyright infringements committed by its customers. After dozens of filings in the case, which involved anti-piracy outfit Rights Corp, has suddenly come to an end with the parties agreeing to settle their differences in private. In common with many other internet service providers in the U.S., RCN receives their fair share of copyright infringement notices, including sizable numbers from anti-piracy outfit Rights Corp. And we'll tell you more about those notices and where this case was going to go coming up here in moments. Your thoughts on piracy? And freedom, to exchange information online. We'll get into all that coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget to check out thinkpenguin.com for some pretty cool privacy-related hardware. More coming up here. Hour number two on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.